So welcome to another special Ottawa Animation Festival edition of the Animation Pimpcast. You don't know what that is. It's, a podcast of sorts that we put up on awn.com, where I interview an animator every month. And the way I do it is no research, just off the top of my head, which can create some magical moments and some horrifying moments, as some might have witnessed last night. Right, Matt? Tonight's guest is, she's just going to come out without me introducing. Well-known Canadian animator, and we've also got a retrospective of her work, exhibition of her art. She's primarily known for the work she's done for the National Film Board, beginning with the amazing film The Hat, Le Chapeau, and her most recent film was in a competition here last year called Soif. Well-respected, award-winning Canadian animator, and a friend, and I'm pleased to have her here. So please welcome Michelle Cornway.
Hello. Hello, Chris.
Hello. I started my countdown here.
Okay. Good. Cheers.
I'm just opening my water. Okay. It's leaking now on my shorts. This is a good start.
Yeah.
Do you believe in God?
It's a private question. Who is God?
Well, that's my other question. Do you, and what does that mean to you?
It's a big question, and a small question also. It's a big question.
Well, I mean, are you a spiritual person? I mean, we're in a church, so it's...
I was in a church when I was younger. I was going to a church much because I was brought up in the Catholic religion. And also when I was I was going to church every week, and... when I was in fine arts, where I study painting, I was going to church in the afternoon. So I was always
like being forced praying. To, though.
No,
like...
I was going to find peace in the church. So it was an habit.
What was it that you found peaceful about a church?
The silence, the smell, the silence, the wood, the angels. The Virgin Mary.
Does it still bring the same feelings?
You know, today maybe it's more artistic today than religious. But art is a religion for me. Yeah. Probably so now I can see that I have this religious...
So your films have replaced...
Probably.
Church, maybe? Or?
Could be.
I don't know.
But I'm asking, I don't have any certainties in life.
Right.
That's the thing. And I ask my producer to do an act of faith. This is a religious. And I have to make myself an act of faith when I do something because I don't know. It's a mystery.
You mean you ask your producer to have an act of faith yes. in you, but to just...
And to just what?
Well, I don't know.
Because for me, faith is a mystery. So it's the same thing with my film. I don't know where it leads sometimes in the drawings. And
so maybe the original pitch, you can't fully put it into words, but you're asking them like...
What do you mean? before I do my work, or?
Well, how different are your films from, let's say, the original pitch to get
Oh, yes, I know what you mean, okay.
To the ending.
Actually, they could make how different. I go deeper and deeper because I go to the subconscious than to decor, or I don't have any outside decor, or it's always from the inside. What I do, it always comes from the outside. But except for the people I meet.
As opposed to the world that's going on around you. You're saying you're...
But I see the world that's going around, but I go inside myself.
To get away from it?
Maybe. But... no, to understand it. In my art. And that's where I understand it, probably.
But I am curious now, then how, like... specifically your NFB films, how different is the final work from what you envisioned?
You mean when I start?
I mean, from the beginning, it's like...
You know. In NFB film, like Le Chapeau, for
just
example.
For example, yeah.
Okay. So The Hat was supposed to be a film from the Art Rise for the Heart.
Oh, yes.
No, shall we go there?
Rats from the
Heart. Do you want to go there?
What was that? That was one of those great NFB moments?
It was on abuse, sexual abuse, Rights from the Heart.
Well, no, the whole series, though, wasn't about specifically
about
that.
No. I was going to
do one
film,
right?
Rights of Children. But I did one, The Right to Be an Artist. The first one I did politically correct because I couldn't use the man to... It was about music on glass and everything, and I wanted to make him...
The one with the daughter has artistic feelings, and the father doesn't recognize it initially.
And the father was supposed to be an alcoholic, but we could not... So it was for children, actually. The film for children. So I start another right from the heart.
Yeah. And Droit du cœur.
Droit du cœur. And
I know some French.
And good. And this I started with a computer, and it was I got lost in the making and also a superficiality of it instead of going inside. So there was a man...
Because that was really the turning point film for you, where
it's
you
a
found
turning
that.
Point in my life. In my life also.
Very distinct style of yours.
Yeah. And then, yes, I changed completely. I decided to animate with Pierre Hébert, of course. We decide to start from zero, start.
And so you had started the film, but then just didn't like the technique and everything, and just scrapped it and started again.
It's still somewhere, but
that would be interesting to see.
I know, but it's in the sun. Yes. There was a man going up the stairs, and he couldn't go up. He was never in the top of the stairs. I did about 50 versions of that. And Pierre Bell said, we have to stop that.
He has to stop going up the stairs.
You have to go. I was afraid to see what was going to happen.
There must be some art around now still from the early version.
Yes, there are in the archives. There's a lot of... film in the archives more than my probably.
Right. That didn't happen.
No.
Okay, so Pierre pushed. Well, first of all, why? You know, you had these different. What's the word? But with the rights from the heart, the different rights. That's not the word I'm looking for. To choose, why did you?
Articles.
Articles, yes. Why did you pick the sexual abuse scene?
I think it's the it's the producer. She wanted to do something about incision. Incision?
Incest. Yeah.
No, incision.
Incision. What?
Incision. What is it in English? Excision. You know when
excision.
You
when
you cut the.
An incision.
Incision of the sex in some country. Yes, mutilation, unmutilation. Okay. This was the first thing. And I knew somebody was close who was an exotic dancer, and she was very young and everything. So I proposed this instead. I said I should make a film with her story, because and after I made a research with the exotic dancer.
Did she know you made this story?
After, but I gave her an appointment to the, you know where the, how do you call that, the new dancer, where the exotic dancer dance?
Strip clubs?
Yes. And she didn't come, so I took somebody else who was there, another girl. I took photograph of her. And what else?
Did she ever see the finished film?
Yes.
What was her reaction to this?
I don't know. She didn't tell me because it's her mother who asked her. And she showed to her, but I never got the answer. But it seems she was. But you know, the dancer, 75% of the dancer have been incest, apparently. That's in my research.
Really?
Because they block their body, so they expose their body in the public, so they have no feeling. They freeze their body. That's in the research. And that's why I decided to work on the body and then on the nudity, so then I could draw inside the body also what was happening. So that's why it was so new, the technique and everything, so I could really feel what they feel.
Was it liberating? Was there a moment you realized that this is kind of my style? Like you found it?
Yes. It was easier. It was very easy, and it was also. I could go very very fast, and I was excuse me. I was dropping the ink everywhere, and I liked it very much, and I was transforming myself. I discovered that I could draw myself all the time, and I could be all the characters in the film. And it was very easy for me to be the man, and to be the woman, and to be the little girl, and it's because I had this intimacy with the subject that it was extraordinary, because we did some casting for La Basque once, you know, Feathertail. And I decided it was me.
That was your first film, I think, at the film board, right?
Mm-hmm. We did some casting with girls, and I said no. Because I decided if I do this, because as I do something so personal, it has to be, I have to be in the story.
You have to put yourself in
the story.
Right. Right.
It's part autobiographical.
Like my favorite writer, Nick Tosh, is when he's writing about a subject, whether it's Dean Martin or Jerry Lee Lewis, he always said, I have to find something that I completely connect with, or that, you know, there's a bit of me in as a starting point or whatever.
It's easier.
What was the, did you have any, I mean, that's a film that's, not to say that the NFB is a place that makes very clean, sanitized films by any means. I mean, maybe Canadian animation in general does. But I mean, that's a pretty edgy, uncomfortable, in-your-face film. Was there any concerns internally at the NFB?
No, because Pierre Hébert was the producer. And he gave me the permission to, he said, no censure, without a net, and Because I was drawing a lot of sex, and I had boxes of sex, and it was, and I was running
boxes
at his office.
Of sex.
I've ever heard that phrase before.
Boxes.
We'll remember that.
It was terrible. You remember?
Well, we saw the boxes a few months ago.
Oh yes, you saw the box, but you didn't go inside. Friends. Next time I'll show you inside.
Okay, I'm not.
No. But and it was men's sex. Listen, and Pierre Hébert said.
It was what? It was men's sex.
Mostly because of it was her who was raped, but by the aggressor was a man. And I have a friend, an artist, who came and he said, now you have to put the sex of a woman more to balance. Mm. Which was interesting because I didn't realize that, because I was like accusing the man, which was, it was more even, do you understand?
Yeah. To go back though, that started, that had started as a Rights from the Heart project, but it wasn't in the end part of Rights from the
Heart.
No,
at first it was supposed to be for children. But children are very evaluated now, no?
Well, yeah. I don't know. There's a whole discussion right now about sex
they
education
be,
in schools.
Yes,
so.
It's through education. But Pierre Hébert just decided that we're going to send it like this. You know?
So it just became an independent thing?
Yes, and it was explicit. And he said, one day he came to me and he said, are you prepared to face everything that you do? It's explicit. And that's it. And we have to realize that what we are doing, you know, just to be conscious of that.
And so outside of the film board, what was was the overall reaction? I mean, I know it did well at festivals, but,
yes,
I mean,
but
did you have some hostile responses to it?
There was some hostile in cinema. Because it was the first part of the film In the Mood for Love.
And, it played in front
it
of...
It played at Excentris, in front of this feature, and people, some people were complaining about that film. They had a reaction. I always had a controversy with my film.
Well, what's the general reaction or the negative? Like, what is their argument? Like, what's so bad about it? Well, what were some of the more...
It's a perception. For me, it depends on one's perception, sensibility, I suppose. If some people cannot see that, or cannot face, or don't want to see, as you said in one of your articles, some people don't want to...
Yeah,
their denial.
It's taking people, viewers, to a place they know
they
don't, but
don't
want
to go.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Denial or also people...
The British sweep it under the rug. Yeah. We know it's there, but... Did the NFB also use it as an educational tool, though? Or
I think so, but I did not detail about that.
Right. To fast forward, you find this very distinct drawing style then. Now we come to the future. Do you ever get tired of that and want to explore something different? Or are you just, this is...
Of course. Of course. No. You mean now, today, like today, for example?
Sure, today.
Okay.
No, I mean, you followed up with accordion, robes of war, and swap.
It seems that it is like...
Sometimes they all seem as one
yes,
film,
I think it,
in fact.
I think, yeah, I think so. It could be either I turn a page of that period, a page of the drawings, and to begin something completely different, but can we change inside? That's the other thing. But there are avenues that I could explore.
Do you think you will?
I'm trying, and I will see.
Do you have any future ideas right now going on mm-hmm. with the film board, or
no, not,
a,
not with the film board. I'm with a private company. What time is it?
That's our time clock. As we have 26 minutes and 13 seconds before questions.
Okay.
Speak slower.
Okay. Ask me another question about my past.
I want to jump right. We're jumping all over the place, but I want to jump to Soif, which is a film dealing with alcoholism. But I had always felt that The Hat was a film about addiction in some ways.
Yeah, but they're different addiction. Addiction is, with food, with like the film Andreas. And Andreas film. And addiction with, you can have addiction anything, but The Hat was not an addiction.
No, there was just a vibe about it where I felt it was about some kind of addiction.
But it could be an addiction to have a relationship with your father for 10 years. There's something addictive.
Well, yeah.
Because you get manipulated and you don't know what you're doing, and it's just maybe and that's what you see. But now for me, Soif, it's the addiction with the man also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is an overlap, I think. Now, without getting too personal, I mean, you you don't drink and haven't for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering why so long after you haven't drank for decades, maybe, why then, why you made the film now or recently?
Well, because I have more distance with it. And it seems to be in the...
But there is an earlier version of this,
with
right?
Jutra, I proposed a project to Claude Jutra. And he was the man who was... the story was a man who was drinking. And
what was the title?
Soif.
The same.
But it's SWAF.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it was supposed to be on computer, too.
What year was that, or what
1984. A long time ago.
Why didn't that, because
it was not accepted when I proposed it.
To the film board?
Mm. Yeah. It was not the good timing, probably.
Right.
And but I could have done a film with the man also. I think we could.
But how much is different from that original idea?
And the man was.
I mean, aside from the gender, how much is different from that original idea or script that you had?
The man was in a bar, and there was a barmaid. So the last one, there's no place, probably. No?
Yeah.
We're nowhere. There's no actual, location. There's no location.
It got really quiet.
There's a question.
Suddenly.
Okay. We don't see. No? The man was in a bar that was very cliché, in a way. All the bottles and he falls in love with the barmaid.
Barmaid, yeah.
And also I had a version where the father was, he was obsessed by his father. And the father was always singing and he had nightmares about his father. And the father was singing, he was doing false notes. False notes, and that's what wakes him in. And also, he turned himself in an open how do you say it, when you open a bottle? It was turning as a tire-bouchon.
Uncork or yes, unscrew? Okay. Right.
And there was the ice also. Could have been. It could be done one day.
What did your father do?
In life?
We talked about father a little bit here. So
my father
your father must have had a big role in your life, I would think.
My father was a very original person,
see the look that I'm getting right now.
He was an actor.
Okay, but I've written about this stuff years ago. So
I know. Nothing much about my father. No,
I'm not asking for his life history here, but
it's true that now it's like analysis, a bit.
We're in a church.
This exercise
that's
is like
the whole
that.
Trick. I lure all of you guys in here to help
now
you.
Now you're going to make us better. Liberating us. Okay, my father was a main. First of all, he was an actor. He could have been an actor and a singer also. He had artistic talent. But my grandfather didn't want him to be an actor, so he was a lawyer from him. To defend the actor that in him. And he was singing all the time. My mother died.
When you were young? Yeah. Yep.
And I had to...
And that must have been challenging, and you kind of had to take on her role in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Because you have a sister. And
my sister was going to the Conservatory of Music.
Is this becoming like therapy now?
Yeah, it is. The father, it's Freudian, no? Freud had a hat also. Was wearing a hat.
And a lot of people have hats.
You too. Okay, but our relationship was
I don't know the answer. Your father,
it's
you
not
mean?
Artistic, this it's not, it's a cinematographic conversation. What my father, what?
No, that's who you're talking about, that your relationship. You had a good relationship with him?
Yes, I had a good relationship, but he was drinking.
Was he?
He was drinking, and that's the main thing, most of the time. Until he died of alcoholism.
Was he, had you made films before he died? Did he see any of your work?
No, he didn't see anything. He saw only my paintings. I was doing a lot of paintings, making paintings. But
did he recognize your? I mean, I'm thinking to
my
the
talent.
To the artist.
Ah, yes.
The and artist, the father, yes. And daughter. The father who doesn't initially recognize that the daughter is very artistic, and then by the end does recognize that.
But I wanted to make the father alcoholic because. He was seeing it, but without
out of key
without
or?
Seeing oh. Really feel it, because
why didn't you though make the father?
Because it was why?
Why didn't you make the father an alcoholic?
Then? Oh, because it was not it was not
didn't
it was prohibited in the index series for this
for the
subject.
Rights from the heart. Yeah.
Because
can't talk
but
about
he recognized her at the end. But we don't know why. We don't know why really. It was just he heard the music. My father was crying a lot. My sister was singing and he was crying and. When we did some art, also, it was sensitive, like alcoholics are sensitive. People who have a problem with alcoholic are very sensitive. So you don't know if it is only this or I'm getting nowhere now. Maybe yes, who knows.
When, I know you ended up in London at some point. Was that sort of your starting point for animation?
No, I was studying graphic design.
In London, though. But what led you to go to London?
Because it was the swinging London. It was very
it was an appealing place to go.
But I didn't realize then until I got there that it was very stimulating. And I discovered I was doing graphic design and I was drawing. I was doing some silk screening. And they start moving, and then that's where I decided that I was going to do animation, to make animation, because I had this vision one day anyway, I was graphic design, and one day, yeah, you know.
So now, what animation had you been exposed to at that time? What would you have seen? Where would you have seen it?
Okay. I've seen animation in... there was Félix the Cat, that's all, Félix the Cat, because in black and white, when I was younger.
I can actually see a link somehow between your films and true. Félix the Cat.
It's a big interrogation mark.
Right.
And Paul Terry cartoon. Right. And we had also...
Where would you see these things? In the cinemas? Or
in the cinema. Oh. But at home, I did see some... I have an aunt who did add a camera and a projector, and she was showing us. But I saw a lot of Andy Warhol's film at the time. It was the period where we were going to see Andy Warhol, a man sleeping for an hour. Right. And it was like, you know, we were sitting on the floor and us in the blue job. Did you see that film?
No.
To go to my,
did
to
I
go
see
with
the blue job?
My,
no.
my exhibition? No, no. There was a guy, there was a man who was, it was just imitating this, but in black and white. It was a very famous...
I know, yeah, I mean, I know of okay. the film, yeah. I haven't seen it.
So that was the... what else did we see at then? In London, there was the Dadaism, which I discovered one day at the library. And I start laughing, and the librarian said, "What's the matter with you?" I said, "I can't believe this. You know this Frank Picabia? You know Frank Picabia?"
No.
He was doing painting, jet ink, and the name was Virgin Mary. So that was extraordinary for me. And also Magritte and all those people, you know. It's,
how long did
so
you...
So that's where I said that it was like...
So it was a combination of that and the animation you'd seen? And
how long, what?
No, a combination of that with the animation you saw, and then you had a desire to make animation?
More because of the music. There was a lot of... we were surrounded by musicians at the time, pop music, and also French music like Eric Satie, Minimalism, and Poulenc. And it was quite...
How long did you end up staying in London?
I stayed about 3 years, I think. Oh, no, 2 years, 3 years. I came back to Montreal, I went back, and after I went to Italy.
What led you to Italy?
I went to see my sister, at first. But in London, I did my first film, and then I sent it to Canada Council and to make another film. So that's why after I asked a grant of $4,000 to make a film. And
you
because,
got it?
Yeah, I got it. And I started having money from Canada Council because I was painting a lot, but when I asked a grant for paint, I would never have a grant for painting, but only for cinema. So I decided that that's was easier for me to pursue in cinema.
Would that have been the only, like, what were the sources of funding at the time in Canada for animation? I mean, there's the Film Board, Canada Council.
I didn't think of the Film Board, means for me. Yeah, yeah. I didn't think that it would be for me. Because my things, it was too small ideas, or I believe.
And what eventually led you into the doors of the Film Board?
I went to after Italy. I went. Jacques Drouin came to see me in London also. My friend Jacques Drouin was in...
Jacques Drouin, the pin screen
The pin
animator.
Screen specialist and animator. This, how do you call the... paysagist, this film, the...
The
Mindscape.
Yeah, Mindscape, right.
The masterpiece. And he worked with me at home to make a film. We made two films together, Spaghettata and Alfredo. And Spaghettata...
Which people can see here.
Okay. Right. You can see it Saturday night in the museum, at the gallery, I mean, gallery of National Gallery in Ottawa, of course. And the spaghetti, I was...
in Ottawa.
We were. Yes, because the museum is in Montreal. They don't call it museum anymore. They call it gallery, I think, no? Anyway, so we did the spaghetti. We cooked some spaghetti, and we did this in, I think, in 2 hours or something like that. It was he was cutting the photograph, and I was cooking the spaghetti, and we were entering the spaghetti into the... And also I was sick, so we went to the hospital to cure something, and I come back, and then we finished the film. It was really nice, experimental.
And you ate the spaghetti?
I don't remember. Probably. And so
that's your first link into the Film Board through Jacques? Or?
Jacques, not really. Was he doing? He was doing the montage at the Film Board, but. I was coming, but not very long. Slowly, I was coming, and then after we did Alfredo at his place also. So this also was—he was working very quick, Jacques. Everything was quick, and he was clicking the bullets and everything, and very funny also. We laugh all the time, and but it was very, very exciting. I discovered. But there's no sound on Alfredo, so it's not finished. It's unfinished. But after I... how did I come to...
the Film Board.
Slowly. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's a long way. Huh? The long, winding road.
A lot of spaghetti.
A lot of spaghetti. But I don't know.
Well, the Feather Tale was the first film you made.
Yes.
At the Film Board, but how did that...
So I had an experience probably in my life that I had to make in film. And I did some photograph with a man and woman of for Labasco, for the Feather Tale. And I proposed it for Cineaste Recherché. I don't know it in English.
I don't know if there is. Not sure if there's a translation for that.
Okay.
I think that was just in the French department. So.
Okay. Cineaste Recherché. And then I
so you got accepted.
I got accepted to do that film.
And you, for a while, you were actually a full-time director, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until the... let's not talk about that.
No.
It wasn't my
fault. You can if you want.
It's not relevant here.
No.
But there does reach a time where you're hired full-time. You were like a full-time animator.
I was for 16 years. I was at the National Film Board. that National Fribourg was a paradise of animators and of animation also, because you can make your film, you can make a film in total freedom, and they really respect the author and the time also. You have the time to experiment, which I had much time to do my film.
I always wondered if that was a good thing or not, to have so much, just to reach a point where you're so secure and comfortable as an artist that maybe that's not the best environment to work, that you need that, you know, you need some fear and insecurity.
But you have to judge the films we do. You can see the films that we do in comfort and the film without comfort. Just to maybe see the difference.
Okay.
No?
I will do that as soon as we finish up here.
Okay.
How, I mean, your films are very, all of your films even the pre-NFB films, but I mean, they're very direct, very naked in some ways, very raw, and you're dealing with a lot of uncomfortable issues. It's a cliche to say, is it cathartic for you, but...
So that's why you see uncomfortable, so... Even if you're comfortable inside, outside, inside, if you are uncomfortable, you know, it has nothing to do.
Okay, in, so you answered
way,
the other question.
No, excuse me. And I'm coming back to the, okay, so tell me, you say?
No, is it, I mean, that's a cliche question a bit, that was it, not knowing how autobiographical these films are. I mean, you put them out there as if they're deeply personal, and I mean, who knows? You could be mixing lots of different stories. But is there some sort of, therapy, really? Yeah.
Yes, there is the therapy.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. I think there's no doubt.
I'm asking you.
What?
I'm asking you, I don't know.
There's no doubt. Catharsis.
But do you ever have sit there and just have doubts about putting so much unfiltered, I don't know, just
because
putting it all out there, so to speak, we'd say
in
English.
I didn't have the choice, I must tell you.
It's just natural, it's just...
But it's because of the hat, probably. That when Pierre said go, and after I decided I would go, I would continue to do the same thing. Why stop, you know?
Right.
But although it's not the same, really, but it's difficult. It's difficult after to say, am I going to make a film narrative with this and that, you know? Completely change the style.
I wanted to ask before, because we only have a few more minutes left, but I remember when I saw Soif for the first time at the Film Board, January 24th, 2014. I remember that date. Yes.
It was a date important.
That's
for
where
you?
I met my wife, you know.
Okay.
So. But I thought somebody... I just remember the ending, that was when she comes up for breath. And I just thought that was an amazing addition or scene, a way to end that film, because it's just a constant.
You call it choreography, you in some
yeah.
You wrote some. No, you wrote somewhere that it was a danse macabre.
Right.
It was interesting, though. But.
But did you know? You know, because the woman, you know, it's just being submerged by the.
I know.
Alcohol and. Yeah, you feel like there's no hope, and then there's just that nice, subtle breath at the end.
I got a lot of help of my friends around with right. Marcel, Jacques, and Pierre Hébert for the end. Everybody.
So that wasn't there from the beginning? Like you didn't know
it was
the ending
the end.
From the...
Everybody was doing their choreography, like this, like that. And, you know, And I just put her mouth finally because I didn't have time to make the rest of the body. So everything, it was finally, the story is the mouth.
Right.
It's, but after making a film like that, can I make another film that is addictive? So that will be difficult because she's getting out of it, you know? So that's the question I'm asking. I cannot go back into...
Well, do you feel like the NFB films are, I mean, it would be like a quartet, really, that this is...
Could be.
Maybe this is the end of her story, or...
Of that story.
Of that story, yeah.
Well, of the story of that personage, of that heroine, maybe she has done... or she's breathing, and maybe I can make very peaceful films.
Make some Felix the Cat comedies.
Yes, okay, that's a good idea.
I could see you doing Felix
yeah,
the
me
Cat.
Too.
So. And we have 32 seconds left. So thank you for doing this, Michelle. And now we're going to open up the floor to your questions.
If we see, do we don't
if
see
I, could, I can't see anything, so.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm. You talk about having the opportunity for experimentation when you worked at the National Film Board of Canada. What's the process like? Do you have to go to them with a film idea and say, I want to try paint on glass, and then pitch them a film? Or do they just provide you the freedom to experiment with it, with a technique, and decide whether to accept or reject it for a future film?
You're asking me how to approach National Film Board, is that it?
No, just curious about your experience working with them.
I think I did not quite understand the beginning. How did I manage to...
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Do they suggest the technique that you should use, or does...
No.
Do you have to approach the film board with a technique and a completed film idea, or do they just give you the freedom to explore a technique and then decide whether you want to use it for a film?
They gave me the freedom to explore... but for example, I was using the computer for the hat, and but he suggests me to draw. But Pierre Hébert suggests me to draw, but it was for me because he saw that I could draw. So, in that sense, it's like seeing in each other what is the other person. They stimulate you in your. In your possibility, your, you know, comment dire, your don, but you have they don't impose, and in my time anyway, they did not. Does that answer your question?
Yep. Could you talk a little bit about the music and sound design for some of your films? Is that a collaborative process? Are you making it, or
what is it?
The music and sound for your films.
The music.
Yeah.
The film. Okay, it's true. We didn't talk about the music.
Yeah. Just asking, is it a collaborative process?
The first. Music. At first, in London, I made a film about a man with a child and flowers, becoming flowers, and I chose just a piece of La Belle Excentrique of Eric Satie. So that was very easy because it was I didn't have much time. And after the second one. Spaghetti was studying I took a class in Italy of music, and with the spaghetti, because I did another version of spaghetti in Italy before Jacques Drouin, And it was an exercise, and I used the national anthem of Italy. And after slowly La Toccata, I used Jean-Sébastien Bach, and after and I'm just thinking now, when did I start to? I think it was Dolorosa, where I asked Denis or Old Orchard Beach. So there was a man who made music, and I tried to do three music. But you want to know, she wants to know, how do we do that? I listen to music, and if I ask a musician, I sometimes propose an instrument I want. For example, for the hat, I proposed for the some part of the rape or the tension, I proposed the some violin, like Herman, what's it, Herman? Bernard Herman.
Oh yeah, the Hitchcock composer.
Hitchcock,
yeah.
That tension.
Right.
And Feathertail, there was an opera when the man is crying to so I propose some opera, but most of the time I trust the musician and he, for the soif, they chose the music, the last film, Jean-Phi, and the sound, it was, there was one piece only when the couple is dancing together that I suggest, I wanted the atmosphere of, we said the atmosphere of the Titanic, you know, a right. little bit the dancing and, it was more romantic and more vintage, but the rest, they completely were free to do it, and there's a lot of trust also.
Faith.
Faith, act of faith.
Moi, j'ai une question pour toi par rapport au message que tu portes quand tu parles le film Le Chapeau. Le sujet d'agression sexuelle, il n'est jamais, jamais facile. Puis c'est vraiment, c'est pas toujours évident d'être capable d'en parler. On est souvent censuré, on est souvent tassé, on est souvent viré de bord, tout ça. Je le sais parce que je travaille dans le domaine. Et ma question, c'est, est-ce que tu penses que le film Le Chapeau, parce que c'est quand même un film qui parle énormément aux survivantes. Je pense que c'est... Il n'y a pas besoin de mots, ce film-là. Tout est là pour exprimer c'est quoi de vivre les impacts d'un abus durant l'enfance. Est-ce que tu penses que le fait qu'il n'y a pas de mots dans ce film-là rajoute une force et une puissance au message?
Did you understand? She said the hurt with no words, is it stronger? Because it's a... It is probably. I can say yes.
I can't answer.
You
for
said it all.
I don't want to repeat in English.
c'est parce que vous avez tout dit. Alors mais, tout ce que je peux dire, je vous approuve parce que moi je vois pas des mots. Il y a des sons. There are some sounds of the little girl and the dolls and everything. There's a sound. It's like talking. The girl is when she's suffering, when she's raped, you can hear her scream. There's a scream, a big scream at the end, but there's no dialogue.
Mais est-ce que s'il y avait eu des mots dans ton film, est-ce que tu penses que tu aurais eu plus de résistance ou de difficulté à le diffuser, à le faire connaître, à le promouvoir?
Ça, je sais pas. If with words, do you think it? Do we think? How do we know?
I think we'd have to see it with words to or hear it.
We have to do it. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know just my. It's been my beef lately with animation that there's too much talk.
Which one?
Just in animation overall, that there's a lot of films with too much dialogue, mm-hmm. and I started wondering, are animators not trusting the images enough, not fully confident that they're in that their images can convey what they want to get across. And I mean, you're a perfect example where I think without words, your films say a hell of a lot. So
sometimes I want I open them out and I said, oh, why don't I put a word for change, you know? But we'll see. Who knows? I can try maybe in the next committee.
Michel, at the beginning of the SWAF process, you did some tests with red color, but at the end, the film is only black and white. Can you speak about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this was a great... what?
Red, red wine.
Red, red wine. It was supposed to... The title was Red, Red Wine. Like, the, this is a song also?
Yeah. That's why I'm singing it.
Yeah, well, Bruce Springsteen?
No, who is it? Red, Red Wine? Simply Red or...
UB40.
UB40, right.
Okay,
okay.
Thank you.
Now I'm hearing Bruce Springsteen, though.
I thought I
said. Everyone.
Is there one? Is there
I
one?
Hope not.
Okay, you don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, the red, oh yes, at the beginning of the film. I was drawing in the red, and the red on the dress, the little girl, there was, she had wine in the ears. She was hearing the bottle of wine opening like that in the two ears.
Right.
And it was dropping, the red was dropping on her white dress and everything, and I thought it would be too much like the hat, like blood.
Okay,
it was
right.
Blood, and I said it was, and I still have those drawings, and it took me a long time to get rid of that idea I was trying, but maybe it could have been interesting, because after I've seen films that were used in that way in red, but they were very artistic, like The Touch of Sin, I think. Have you seen that film?
Not
there
sure.
Was a lot of red, and it was painting. It was like a painting. So in that sense, maybe, but it was too long of a research to make it happen, really, as I had too many subjects at the same, too many things going on. But at the end, it could have been a punch, but if I keep the black, it's because the black becomes so many other things than wine that it's, for me, because the head, in the head, she has black ideas and black wine at the same time. So, it's so this was melting together. The idea, it was.
I think we have time for maybe one more. Where are we? Yeah, one more.
Hey, Chris, Michelle. I was wondering about the film.
Oh my God,
Cordia.
Is that Julie?
Yes. I was wondering about the film Accordion, if that was the male character was based on anyone? In the film Accordion?
What?
In the film Accordion?
Yes.
Who is the, was the male character, was that based
That's
on
incredible.
Someone?
Who is the male character in
have,
Accordion?
You never, we didn't give name tonight, didn't we, in other
no.
films? You didn't talk to me about Accordion. We didn't talk about accordion.
Yeah, maybe.
We didn't talk about who is the male. It's a epistolary relationship.
I hate you, Julie. I want to wrap
Julie,
this up right now so I can just come over there.
It's accord. Accord.
And thank you to Julie for putting the exhibition together.
Thank you,
of,
Julie.
Of Michelle's drawings.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Yeah, Matt's like, yep. Anyway, back on track. Thank you, Michelle, for coming out here and being a guest of the festival this year. We're happy to show your work and have you.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very grateful to you.
Thank you,
really.
People, for coming, and to St. Bridget's for hosting.
Thank you for coming. Thank you very much.